Taxes will go up in the town of Normal. Officials say it's to fund police and fire pensions. The increase generated more than the usual number of public comments during a public hearing. In the studio to talk about the tax increases, the political ramifications, and the community investment plan is Mayor Chris Koos. The mayors of Bloomington and Normal join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. Mayor Koos, welcome.
Good afternoon.
This increase is to fund pensions. It's also closely tied to the projected 2019 budget. Is there not room in the budget, as some during public comment asked, to cut or reduce spending in some areas to find the money or some of the money to fund pensions?
Well, in the sense, yes, it is there if you're willing to do deeper cuts. What services would you like to eliminate? Do we go to private garbage pickup? Do we reduce our police force? Do we reduce our fire department? And then our insurance, ISO insurance rating goes down and you end up paying more for your homeowner's insurance. It's not a simple solution. And we have always identified property tax as the most reliable and steady source of income to fund these pensions.
Let's talk about spending. That's another area that those speaking during public comment talked about. And let's talk about what that money was spent on. Here's what you had to say last night about spending.
And people brought up the point of spending, the fact that we spent money. But nobody talks about what that money was spent for and what kind of long-term investment it was in our community. The $90 million that you hear about our bond rating, nobody talks that it generated up to almost $200 million of private investment in our community. Nobody talks about the fact that we incented a property that was paying about $30,000 a year in property tax and sales taxes and is being replaced by a property that is generating somewhere in the neighborhood of $450,000 a year.
That's Mayor Koos from last night's council meeting. Mayor Koos, you summed up by saying people focus on spending, but they don't focus on the long-term gain that came with the spending. You cited a couple of examples there. Can you go into detail about one of those examples?
Sure. We had a property. I think most people identified it as a Portillo's property, where we were asked to make an investment for the developer to make it work. And our approach on that, while it took a lot of heat, was that it, over the 20 or 30 year life of that property, that is going to generate significant revenue for the town, you know. And to get into a broad brush on this, Mike, a lot of these things are the result of multiple things that are happening in our city. Our sales tax is going down, state income tax receipts are going down. Property values are staying pretty steady. Our EEVA isn't increasing that much.
You also lost the Metrozone revenue.
There's
a state, I think you called it a state grab of sales tax dollars back.
Correct. So you have all these issues that are pushing on government. And in terms of cutting spending, you're going to see that in our next round of budget discussions when we have our budget hearings and that. There will be cuts. There's no question of that. But you know, we have to constantly do a balancing act on providing high-quality services to our citizens, which they demand, but they don't come without a cost.
You also said no one is talking about this. That includes the town. I don't recall seeing any Facebook posts or news releases regularly saying some of the things you pointed out last night. Should the town be doing a better job of communicating the information you think is so important in terms of how the town spends its money and what you would call investments?
Yes, I would say that that's something that we need to be doing a better job of. It was a point of discussion in our recent strategic plan, and you will be seeing some examples of that. I think the first you're going to see is on the website. It's called Myth and Fact. And we're going to take some of these issues that are going around that are commonly held beliefs and put the flesh in the background of it so people really understand what's going on.
And do you expect to use your bully pulpit more? I mean, you spoke last night from the council chambers.
I you know, it's not my style to do that, but I probably should do more of that. You know, I listen to a lot of people, and I preface my comments with, if I were getting the information that I get through local media, not to bash local media, but it's not in depth. It's not the kind of information and the depth of information and the time that the council spends with these issues. If I were in that situation, I'd probably be angry too. I understand the people's frustration.
And in defense of the media, you can only give so much time and
exactly.
so much detail to these issues because right. people's eyes start glazing over if we provide spreadsheet after spreadsheet.
No, I completely agree with that.
How much are we talking about? What's the impact on the owner of an average-priced home with these property tax increases?
$165 home, I think the number is about $50, $54, somewhere in that neighborhood.
You and City Manager Mark Peterson and past councils have the town on a trajectory of public investment in Uptown and elsewhere that you think is productive. This trajectory and legacy, for that matter, could be changed with a new council or mayor. Do you think during the public hearing on property tax increases that you're hearing from some future candidates?
Well, that's a hard one to call. You know, obviously we had two prior candidates that spoke. Some of the other people, no, I don't think so. Some people, maybe. It's certainly, you know, our democratic process that if people feel things aren't going the right way and they want to invest the time to run for office and serve, so be it.
Does that next election, though, do anything to your resolve to continue to push out information about the town's public investments and financial position?
Ask me that in what would that be? May of 2019.
Okay. I will make a note. That's Mayor Coos. He's on Sound Ideas about every other week following Monday evening council meetings. Let's talk about the Community Investment Program, or CIP, for 2018 through 2023. Sewer services are a core service for the town, and there's some priority funding more than last year. What's driving that?
A sewer study that we did and an increase in sewer fees. Sewer fund, water fund, or what they call enterprise funds, and we charge people at a break even on the costs of those services. And, you know, one has to just look around at communities that don't do an intensive reinvestment in their infrastructure. The costs skyrocket. You know, it's pay me now or pay me later. And when you pay me later, it's usually a lot more money.
And it's hard to catch up.
Yes.
What about priorities for you in the CIP? What jumps out at you as important in all of these priorities?
Well, I don't think there's anything that really jumps out at me. I mean, I think they're all very important priorities. You know, when you look at infrastructure, it's not exciting stuff. Mm-hmm. But it's hugely important to the function of a community.
Citizens use it every day.
Exactly.
The town is planning to replace its public library at some point. Am I ever looking this in the CIP? Was that in the CIP?
I don't think that was in the CIP at this point. No.
And why not?
We're not there yet.
So not even 6 years out.
Right. We need to, you know, we've got fundraising issues. The library board is doing imaging study, if you will, what a future library might look like. There are a lot of questions to be answered before we start putting numbers in the budget.
Coming full circle, there's a lot of street resurfacing, bridge improvements in the CIP. One of those providing comment at the public hearing on the property tax increase made a point of saying that more was spent on cultural and recreational spending than on streets. Are you satisfied with the condition of town streets spending in the CIP for resurfacing and improvements? And what about the comparison between the two funds?
Well, you know, that to me, that wasn't a valid comparison. So you're taking the whole Parks and Rec budget and our cultural arts budget and comparing that to one item of our public works budget. It's not a valid comparison.
And what about the condition of Bloomington or of Town of Normal streets? Are you satisfied with that?
Are you satisfied
with how you're addressing those?
We are. You know, we'd like to do a little bit more, but we have to work with the dollars that we have. We did an independent study of our concrete streets just a couple of years ago because we thought, you know, they're not in very good shape. And the independent firm that did it came back and said, well, they're better than you think they are. And here are areas where you need work. But some of these areas we're concerned about were really in pretty good shape.
And it's also led to some resurfacing of those cement streets.
Well, redoing the joints.
Well, and Blair Drive is one that comes to mind that mm-hmm. was resurfaced last year. Okay, Mayor Coos, thanks for your time on Sound Ideas. We appreciate it.
Glad to be here.
Chris Coos and Mayor Terry Renner join us most Tuesdays following Monday evening council meetings. This is Sound Ideas on GLT.